Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
Hello, Unitigo fans. Spartan football is on the air.
I'm Harry Graves, and it's time for Tri-Town High School Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
I'm Anthony Beers. Today, we're at the Unitigo High School football field, and we're just moments away from kickoff for the contest between the Warriors and the Spartans.
This is the first of a pair of games on WCDO this weekend. Tomorrow, our Saturday spectacular will be down from Harpersville, where it will be the Waverly Wolverines taking on the Harpersville Hornets.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season.
So, Mr. Anthony, we look off to the, I guess you want to call that the north, and it looks like threatening skies. However, in actual fact, we have the best weather that we've had all day long.
Absolutely. It's been raining all day today. And you know how they say that, you know, any day is good for football and it's always perfect. This is perfect for football.
Well, one of the things that's most interesting about this is that I am so glad that this game is being played here tonight rather than at Sydney, because this field absorbs water rather well. I mean, it will take a beating over time, but it really does hold up rather well, and it should not take any sort of a beating tonight at all. So, in any event, coming up in just a very few moments, we're going to be having an opportunity to look at a little more chat. I've got to make way for one of our good friends who's got to get into the broadcast booth right now. But we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
This week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans, it's a Best Yet Bonanza of Savings. Save on many of our great private label Best Yet products. 64-ounce cranberry juice cocktails, 18-ounce assorted peanut butter, 20-ounce Italian bread, all two for $3. Gallons of Best Yet milk, two for $5. And 48-ounce assorted Best Yet ice cream, only two for $4. Stock up this week on our 14 to 15-ounce Best Yet assorted canned vegetables, our lowest price of the year at two for a buck. Please go online to view our ad at shopgreatamerican.com or stop by our store to pick up our other great deals this week, like whole boneless center cut pork loins, only $1.79 a pound, and have them custom cut free of charge for special orders. Fresh Mountain Air boneless and skinless chicken breasts, $1.99 a pound. California Sweet seedless green grapes, a great price of $1.29 a pound. For those cold nights, turn the stove on and throw a couple DiGiorno 12-inch pizzas in and save with a great price of only two for $10. And we welcome Bishop Farms into our stores this September with some great tasting local sweet corn, only $3.99 a dozen. Stop by your Sydney or Unadilla Great Americans this week to enjoy all of these great savings and more.
Hi, this is Pete Cordes, and I'm running for Sydney Town Council this November. You're invited to meet the Democratic and Sydney First Town Board candidates on Thursday, September 19th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Sydney Public Library. Join me and Sydney Town Council candidate Paul Muratore and Town Supervisor candidate Bill Heath. This November's election will be a very important one. So, if you would like to discuss the issues that affect us all in Sydney, please attend. Meet the Sydney Town Board Democratic and Sydney First candidates Thursday, September 19th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Sydney Public Library. This ad is paid for by the Sydney Democratic Committee.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brand supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Barry and Anthony back here at Unitega Central School. Actually, we love this because we get to say Wells Bridge, New York. And that is one of those things that you only get to say when you're talking about the location. You don't talk about the two schools that were merged many, many years ago. The Unitego Central School is comprised of Unadilla Central School District and the Otego Central School District, one a little bit to our north, one a little bit to our south. So now you've had your geography lesson for today. Want to start out and do some work?
Certainly. I have the starting lineups here for Sydney High School, and we can start off with the offensive line. The starting center will be senior number 51, Zach Nages, and to his left will be guard Bryant Gray, number 54, senior, listed at 6'190". And to his right is is Raven Severino, number 56, junior. And at the tackles positions, we have Austin Dean, the biggest man on the line, 6'6", 260, number 75 is junior. And the other tackle is Kai Sabata, number 55, a senior. At the wide receiver position, we have Dylan Ruttenberg. And at the tight end position, we have Jordan Constable. And under center for quarterback tonight is Patrick Vibbard, number 10, a senior for Sydney High School. And in the backfield, we have the electric Bill Kozak, who was prolific in the game last week against Shenango Valley. And also in the backfield, we have Brandon Bissett, number 20, a junior, and Tanner Shunk, number 8, a junior. The Warriors are led by head coach Jeff Matthews. And Harry, I think I have the Unitego lineup for you.
Well, the Unitego Spartans are just coming onto the field right now. They had been down in the locker room. We've had massive reconstruction going on as they've been retrofitting the school in upgrading certain things. They put in a new improved telephone system. They've been handicapping all of the bathrooms throughout the building and just doing all kinds of things. So the teams have been in the locker rooms. Well, actually, yeah, it does even look like Sydney. They're coming onto the field right now. They may very well have been in the locker room, too. But if not, they were in a school bus nearby. So we're in one of those situations right now where the Unitego Spartans are on the field. It is going to be Josh Firebend in at quarterback. He is a sophomore quarterback, 5'9", 160 pounds. The men in his backfield, Tanner Winchester, along with Nate Wilsey and Kellen Comenda. Comenda is a senior. The other two are underclassmen. Anchoring the center of the line, Lucas DeJoy. He is a senior center, 165 pounds. He will have guards Ethan Barber on one side of him and Joel Van Alstyne on the other side. The tackles in the starting lineup for tonight's game, Damian Laird and also Riley Hanrahan. And when we go and look at the men who will be doing the receiving, we will have Kyle Spaulding, a sophomore, at one end, 5'10", 165 pounds, and it is going to be Ryan Marzell. Marzell is a junior at the other end, and the Spartans, of course, are coached by Coach Mike Crony. So we have ourselves the setting of the usual, we'll call it rivalry. Actually, all of these teams have two or three different rivals, but being neighbors, we always think in terms of the rivalry between Sydney and Unitego. That isn't to to diminish Chenango Forks or Walton or any of the other teams that both of these schools seem to end up playing from time to time. I don't know if you had the opportunity to check out some of the scores, but a week ago we happened to have very interesting ball games. If we look around our area from last week, of course, Chenango Valley ended up falling victim to the Sydney Warriors in a dandy ball game that you and I had the opportunity to broadcast. 42-40 was the final there. And it was Unitego falling to very powerful Chenango Forks, the final in that game, 42-13. If we look at the other schools around the area, Green over Bainbridge Guilford by a score of 37-0. Moravia topped Unadilla Valley 33-6. Norwich really took a shellacking. Vestal came out with a 46-9 win there. And Elmira topped Oneonta 58-7. The interesting thing is that Norwich, and this score I got wrong, score here is, I had wrong, is Vestal topped Norwich by a 46-9 score. Norwich and Oneonta are meeting this weekend. Harpersville, that we'll be seeing tomorrow, ended up defeating Delhi in the other game that we broadcast last weekend. The score was 18-0 there. And we have some very interesting contests going on today. We'll tell you a whole lot more about them coming up later on, as we have a lot of games around the area tonight, as we happen to have Chenango Forks playing at Tioga tonight. As we said, Oneonta will be traveling over to Norwich tonight. Delhi, which we saw last week, is going down to the turf field down in Green, New York. That is coming up also this evening. Groton is down at Bainbridge Guilford. What did Groton do last week? Let's see if I can spot it very quickly. Groton defeated Lansing 21-13 last week. We have, of course, as we said, the Sydney Unitego game coming up here today. Well, Anthony, we have our opportunity to see both of these teams for the week number two game, and they match each other. Of course, we have seen Sydney. We have not had the opportunity of seeing the Unitego Spartans. They are being introduced to the hometown fans right now.
Well, last week, interesting enough, I was blown away by Kozak and his ability to help his team. And in this game, he's listed at number four. Last week, he was number six.
I'm looking down. Do you see him? What number is he wearing? Yep, Billy's wearing number four in the contest tonight. So we will have both of these teams introduced as they are lined up on the near sidelines, the Sydney Warriors. Now, our broadcast is on the visiting side. Our broadcast booth is high above the visiting sideline. So as a result, the Sydney Warriors are lined up right in front of us. The larger stands, the section of stands for the home team, is across the way, as is the snack bar and so on and so forth. So as a result, we have the Unitego Spartans going on across the way. And now, it is a great pleasure that I introduce Judy Patel in the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was and the home of the brave.
This is Judy Patel. She is one of the reasons that people continually come to Unitego Spartan Games, even on a bad year. In any event, we'll be back with more coming up very shortly on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile, only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And Sydney has kicked off here, and Unitego has received it at the 30-yard line.
And it is Josh Friarbend who's going to waste no time whatsoever, Anthony, as he finds Kellen Komenda off on the flat right side. Short gain of about 6 yards on that play. Friarbend going to come right back, keep it on the ground again. There will not be enough, I don't believe, for the first down. Nate Wilsey, the running back, gets it out close to the 40-yard line. And it is maybe close enough so they will take a measurement. They're going to say not quite there yet. So it will bring up a third, and we will call it the length of the football. On the ground again, and once again it will be Nate Wilsey, the powerful running back, carrying the ball. He'll gain about five. As he gets up to the 43-yard line, gain of, we'll call it a three, and they'll put it down from there.
That's a first down for Unitico, getting their feet wet on this opening drive.
First of the game. So here we go, Josh Firebend again. As we said, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore will go once again on the ground. This time, the whole Sydney line reads it perfectly, and the ball carrier is going to be stacked up. Wilsey gets back to the line of scrimmage. They may even say that he lost a couple of feet on that play. It'll bring up, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt and call it a second and 11.
That hole collapsed by guess who? Austin Dean.
Dropping back is Firebend. He's got a man open and he goes complete to, that is number six, Tanner Winchester. Tanner Winchester down across midfield to the 40, finally steps out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Sandy Winchester, that relative of yours, just did himself proud. Giving a shout-out to Sandy, who's one of our most loyal listeners.
That was a simple fade up the sideline. Beat his man on the outside shoulder. Catch by Winchester.
Firebend going to keep it on the ground this time, but no running room whatsoever for Mr. Wilsey. Nate tries the center of the line. He runs into a white wall and is stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Nice gang tackle by Sydney there.
The visiting team in Section 4 always wears the white uniform or the light colored uniform, so Sydney in white today and the Unitego Spartans in green jerseys. Ball handed off again to Tanner Winchester. He'll go to the right side. He turns the corner. He will head toward the end zone. Touchdown being recorded at 9:21 of the opening quarter. And the Unitego Spartans have gone up 6-0.
And Winchester's wasted no time for Unitego to get on the board. They catch down the sideline and then a touchdown on a carry the other end.
I was talking to Father Jeff Winchester a little bit earlier in this ball game, and he says, well, even the sun is being called Winnie now. So chalk one up for Tanner Winchester. The ball is down, it is kicked up, and it is through the uprights. Josh Firebend kicking that ball. He puts it up and through, and we have ourselves a 7-0 ball game. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we are back here at Unitego after a touchdown from Winchester, and Unitego is set to kick off.
Josh Firebend, low on the ground kickoff this time. It's going to be scooped up down on the near side by number 80 for the Sydney Warriors. Hand me my clipboard over there, if you would, please, my dude.
That was Dylan.
That is going to be Dylan Gifford. So Gifford gets the short run back. He did not have a long run back. He will get the ball back to about the 32-yard line. It will be wonderful about three games into the season when you remember everybody's number. Only our friend Billy Blake had the ability to sit down and read a roster and never have to look at it again. He had an amazing ability. Dropping back, Pat Vibbard, and Vibbard is going to go out to Tanner Shunk, and we could have two touchdowns by two different Tanners, as Tanner Shunk will go the length of the football field. That play started about the 32-yard line. So you calculate the number of yards that go out on that. Patrick Vibber to Tanner Shunk, good for a very long touchdown. And it is a 7-6 ball game right now.
That looked to be about a 68-yard touchdown catch. Sidney wasting no time.
We'll check your math later.
It's good to check that. It's not a bad idea.
It is going to be Jordan Constable splitting out on the left side this time. Off on the near side, it is Dylan Rutenberg, but the ball will be kept on the ground, and we're waiting for the signal, and now they say it is good. The ball was kept on the ground, run in, and it is a tie ball, or excuse me, not a tie ball game. It was an 8-7 ball game as the Sydney Warriors pick up a pair of points. You're listening to football on a Friday night, and all of a sudden I have a frog in my throat like you wouldn't believe. You're listening to WCDO Sydney.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, with his hand up and ready to approach the football, it is flashy number four. That is going to be Billy Kozak. Kozak gets the 10 yards, but that's about all as he tries the little short squib kick this time. Gets it down across midfield, across the 45, down to about the 43-yard line, and Unitego will take over there.
Number 8, Braden Beadle for Unitego, able to avoid disaster there as that ball was kind of sitting there dangerously. He just dove right on it.
So we've had two touchdowns in the opening couple of minutes of this ball game. 9:02 showing on the clock. 8-7 is the score. Josh Firebrand going to keep the ball on the ground again. And the ground play has not been working against the Sydney Warrior defensive line. Nate Wilsey hits the white wall and is stopped right at the line of scrimmage at about the 44-yard line.
It's tough to run up the middle against the Sydney crew led by 75 Austin Dean anchoring the defensive end on the side of, on the right side of the field.
Firebend to Winchester. The pass play worked fine. Now dropping back is Josh. He's going to pass again. This time his intended receiver was Ryan Marzell, the junior. Marzell going down the right sideline, but the ball was just overthrown. The strong arm of Josh Firebend.
Yeah, that ball was just out of reach for Marzell. Had him on the right sideline. Could have been another passing touchdown.
Brings up a third and still 10 as we have 8:24 showing on the clock. Sydney leading it by 1 point here in the opening quarter. Dropping back is Firebrand. Long pass. This time is going to be complete. Grabbed down in there by number 9, Kellen Komenda. Komenda will be forced out of bounds at about the 12-yard line.
Big play again from Unitego, and Firebend is out there throwing very early in this one.
Firebend, the first time out, went to Tanner Winchester. That was good for a score. Then he went down to Marzell for his second target. Third time out, he went to Kellen Komenda. 8:10 showing on the clock. This time it will be a quarterback keeper, and Josh Firebend finding that the running game isn't any better when you keep the ball yourself than when you try to hand off in there to Nate Wilsey. He will be stopped after about a 1 yard pickup.
And both members of the backfield struggling against this D-line against Sydney.
First quarter action, 7:42 on the clock. 8-7 is our score. Sydney, the members of the team along the sidelines, listening to coach, Jeff Matthews, as he shouts out instructions there. Out on the field, Josh Fryerin going to throw again. This time he doesn't have a good man open, so he doesn't have the great shot. He will toss it out, incomplete forward pass. Third and will call it nine.
Incomplete is not the worst thing that could happen there for Fryerin, as there are defenders rushing in all around him.
So Fryerin again. This time he's going to look to the near side. It's going to be all by himself, Kyle Spaulding. So we see four passes complete going in different directions. Kyle Spaulding, a fellow sophomore, managing to grab that catch. 13-8 is our score. So we have seen Fryerin just doing his thing, going this way and that. Now he is ready to try the point after attempt. He kicks it himself. The ball is snapped. It's down. It is going to be incomplete, as someone got a hand on that one, and it didn't get the height that was needed to go over the crossbar. So we have 7:18 showing on the clock, opening period of play. 13-8 is our score. The Unitego Spartans lead it here at Unitego tonight on your station for sports, WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we are back, and we just have a score update for you. Broughton is currently leading BT 7-0 in the first quarter.
So the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats had a difficult time last week with Green. They're finding the same thing with Groton this week. Josh Fryerin now ready to approach the football, and he will try the long low kick. Ball is going to be kicked up or picked up in there by Dylan Rutenberg. Rutenberg, the senior, no appreciable run back. He will be stopped at about the 38-yard line, and the Warriors will take over there. They trail in this ball game by five.
I feel like I'm watching Monday Night Football, Harry. Everyone's airing it out already.
Yes, that is true. So did you do the whole practice bit about getting your TV watching skills in motion by watching every football game available yet?
I do what I can.
Pat Fibbert on the flat. He has Rutenberg right out in front of us here at the 50-yard line. The ball will be grabbed down. That will be good for a Sydney Warrior first down. It is about the length of the football shy of the midfield stripe. So it will be first and 10 Sydney Warriors as we approach the 7-minute mark. Vibbert, Bissett, Kozak, and Shunk in the backfield. The ball is going to be tossed way downfield, going in there to Brandon Bissett. It is going to be complete to Bissett. He will cross the 25 and be pushed out of bounds at about the 23-yard line.
Good hands from Bissett, and he was fortunate enough to get 1 foot in there. And Sydney moving the ball yet again.
6:50 on the clock, opening quarter. Unitego leading it by five. 13-8 is the score. Vibbert now dropping back, looking for an open receiver, and he has an open receiver in the person of Tanner Shunk. So Shunk now goes ahead, grabs it down. That will be a gain of about eight, as they will say it is downed at the 15-yard line.
That was another poised completion for Vibbert, who seems to have all the time in the world back there.
Coming up tomorrow, it will be the Waverly Wolverines against the Harpersville Hornets. It is going to be Vibbard who fakes the ball off to Kozak, then decides to run it himself. He will get down across the 15 to about the 13. There's a conversation going on amongst the officials. Now they give the signal first down, and the linesman off on the near side move the markers to about the 13. First and 10 from there.
Sydney moving at will, picking up another first down. They're knocking on the door.
So Vibbert dropping back, looking for an open man. He has a man down in the end zone, but they will not be able to get it complete that time. I believe that was Jordan Constable who had the ball batted away. He was the intended receiver, number 5.
And it was good coverage by number 10 for Unitigo, Henry Corbin. Was in the right place at the right time to defend the touchdown away.
So here we go again. This time it's going to be on the ground. Billy Kozak will carry. Billy Kozak will go in for the touchdown. So with 5:47 on the clock in the opening quarter, each of these two teams has scored two touchdowns. Our score 14-13 at the moment. And the point after attempt by the Sydney Warriors is coming up. Well, we have a good crowd here. People all around the fence, which is on the outside of the track around this field. Kozak going to try to carry again for another 2 points. It will be NG this time as he will be stopped by green uniforms. So our score is 14-13. Sydney leading the Unitigo Spartans here at Unitigo this evening. You're listening to Sports on a Friday night on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back here, and Sydney is looking to kick off. Kozak raises his arm, and we are ready to continue this ball game.
So Billy Kozak getting ready to approach the ball. He's back in his familiar number 4 tonight. He had number 6 last week. The short kick, low, and it's going to be down very quickly out in front of us. As coming in to drop on it is going to be number 8 for Unitigo. All of a sudden happened to my dippy-dippy little thing. That's Mr. Braden Beadle. I made the remark before that people whose names that start with B-R and end in N drive me crazy because they could be Brandon. Now we have a Braden. Anything to keep me really on my toes. I appreciate it. Doesn't make any difference. Fireman whips around, hands the ball off on the fake to Wilsey, then pulls it back in and goes forward for about four yards by himself. Initially, the ball was picked up right at the 30-yard line, but they will move it back to about the 29. So we wanted to see a good ball game, 14-13 in the opening quarter. It's not exactly a sloucher. Ball going to be carried again by Fireman. This forward progress gets back to about the 25-yard line. Then he took a reverse ride. They will put the ball down just inches inside the 25.
Good play there by number 51 for the Warriors, Zach Nages, able to penetrate and get into the backfield for a tackle for a loss.
So we have a third down at about 11 with the ball being placed down at about the 24 and a half. Now in the shotgun, the ball going to come back to Firebend, and he goes with that big arm again, and the ball is going to be batted away by Billy Kozak. The intended receiver was Ryan Marzell. Marzell had a real good start and almost had Kozak beaten, but the very speedy Billy Kozak came up, made a dive, and tried to bat that ball away. He just deflected it, and Marzell was not able to bring it back in.
And for Unitego, Firebend's got quite the arm. Sydney was able to get in there pretty quickly, but Firebend was able to just get rid of it and throw it about 30 yards downfield.
Here he is, a sophomore. We were impressed with him last year, particularly because of some kicking he did last year. The ball is going to be received by Kozak back at about the 36-yard line. Billy makes a quick turn to the left, decides that is an open territory, comes back to the right, and by that time, a number of Unitego Spartan players were around him, and Mr. Kozak makes no appreciable gain. The ball will be put in play at about the 37-yard line.
Not yet. No room for Kozak to do a return there, but if he was able to sneak out on the sideline, close but no cigar for Sydney.
Dylan Rudenberg off on the near side. Vibbert going to go to... Is that going to be Shunk coming up off the ground?
That's Jordan Constable.
Jordan Constable manages to get it down. All right. Gain on the play of slightly more than 10, so we'll call it about 12. It will come out to the 49-yard line. Still in Sydney Warrior territory. We're approaching 4 minutes left on the clock, period number one. Vibbert this time will go out to Rutenberg. Rutenberg gets the ball for a completion, but he's going to be met immediately in there. Braden Beadle coming in, also Lucas DeJoy. The two of them gang tackled him and just wrestled into the ground.
Good comeback route by number 81, Dylan Ruttenberg, taking advantage of the cushion that Unitego's giving him.
3:33, the clock running, period number one, and the ball is going to be grabbed down in there. I'm going to say that is number 55, Shane Bucci. And Bucci manages to grab it, interception for the Unitego Spartans at the 30-yard line.
No surprise that Sydney's trying to air it out, so Unitego had a lot of people in a drop-back coverage play, and the linebacker, Bucci, was able to get his hands on that one. Interception for Unitego.
Still a 14-13 ball game, 3:26 on the clock. Very quickly getting into his offensive mode is going to be Firebend. Firebend tries to throw the ball, and I believe this time they will say intentional grounding, as he just fired that ball away. He was being pursued in there. I'm going to say that was Austin Dean.
You are correct.
Who came in and really did a number on Firebend. Now we have the signal. It is going to be against the Unitego Spartans, and it will just simply be, where are they going to place the football? They're going to call the penalty from the point of the infraction. It was 5 yards marched off from the 25, so that takes it back to the 20-yard line, and in order to get the first down, you're going to get up to the 45. Simple math tells you it's second at about 25. The ball will be handed off to Whoa! Beautiful fake. Kellen Komenda had my eyes going his way, and the ball instead was tossed off on the far side, incomplete. But great deception on the part of Josh Firebend.
Yeah, that was a terrific take, as you said. It seemed to fool half the Sydney defensive line as well.
Yeah, and some of those of us are sitting up above the defensive line. Kellen Komenda this time will get the football. He is going to get to the sideline, but not able to make the turn and come upfield. So as a result, we'll give him a gain of a yard, maybe two at the most. as he will get down to about the 21, possibly 22-yard line. And it is going to bring up a fourth and still long yardage for the Unitego Spartans. They trail in this ball game 14-13. Both teams have scored two first quarter touchdowns. Extra points to the difference. Fireman will kick it away. Cross midfield. It'll take one bounce at the 42. And Billy Kozak is going to let it keep on going from there. It will be across the 40, across the 35, and finally be touched down at about the 32-yard line.
Kozak nonchalantly dancing out of the way of that punt. Short enough. Yeah.
Wisely and nonchalantly. 2:54 showing on the clock. Friday night football at Unitego Central School. Spartans trailing in the ballgame, 14-13, Sydney on top. So it's going to be Patrick Vibbert and company. The handoff will go in there to Billy Kozak. He will be grabbed down by number 54. That's Brian Gray, perhaps, who manages, I think, to bring him down. I say that, and then you can look out and see if he's there or not. Anyway, 14-13 is our score. Short gain on the play, about four. Second and six. Ball goes back to Vibbert and then to Kozak. Kozak across the line of scrimmage, gets across the first down territory, will be stopped at about the 45. And the play will resume there. Another first down. And we're going to have a very brief official timeout. I believe what they're going to do is say, Billy Kozak, you've got to come out for one play. Shake off the shot that he took to his thigh.
And Billy Kozak listed at 5'6", doesn't need much room to explode through that hole like he just did.
Yep. Now, that's one of those, you get a bone bruise and it takes a bit to walk off. So they're looking back in there again. Vibbert takes the snap. This time he will be going to Bissett. And Bissett gets the handoff, but blowing through there very quickly is going to be Ethan Barber. And Barber does a number on Bissett.
Yeah, Barber is able to disrupt the flow, and ball is actually on the ground for a moment. Vibbert was able to dive on it and avoid disaster for Sydney.
1:35, clock running as we go to the end of the first quarter. Coach Jeff Matthews back about even with the running backs, barking out his signals from the sideline. Now Vibbert is ready to go. The snap comes his way. Little pass out on the flat to Brandon Bissett. Bissett easily getting back to the line of scrimmage. Picks up a couple of yards as he will be across the 45 to about the 46.
Quick pass play from Sydney, but he was met by Tanner Winchester. Great hit to avoid a big gain, only giving him about a yard or so.
14-13. This ball game being led right now by the Sydney Warriors out on the flat. It is going to be Vibbert going out there trying to hit Jordan Constable. He cannot do it. Now this time, the pass a little bit on the low side. 1:05 showing on the clock. Well, this is one of those nights when my old buddy Cole Matthews will be on my case because I didn't wear my traditional shorts to the game tonight. Rarely do you see me wearing long pants before the month of October. But tonight, I think maybe common sense came in for a change. How does that sound? Ball going to be kicked away, out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. So, 59 seconds showing on the clock. We have ourselves a chilly one here. A lot of people out with not necessarily winter jackets, but certainly windbreakers. And as I look up and down the sidelines, I don't see a whole lot of people wearing shorts tonight. Temperature's supposed to be down in the 40s. High temperatures tomorrow again in the 50s. Josh Fireman ready to go, and he will hand it off immediately. Goes to Wilfie again, and that just is not working as the Sydney Warriors are absolutely keying in on the running game. They'll get to the line of scrimmage. They will make no advance. Clock running, 40 seconds showing on the clock, period number one. Fireman goes over to the far sidelines to talk to the coaches. Now he makes his way out.
You're correct, Harry. None of the running game is able to work up the middle. I'm seeing four, five helmets on every run.
Dropping back is Firebend again. Big arm, big Kellen Komenda out in front of the pack. Kellen Komenda goes into the end zone as Brandon Bissett makes a diving attempt at about the 10-yard line. And when he hits the turf, it was clear sailing for Kellen Komenda from there. So when you think it's over, it ain't. 19-14 is our score. The Unitigo Spartans now up by five. As we mentioned before, the point after attempts have made the difference in this ball game. Firebend over talking to the coaches on the far side. Now trots on. They'll try it on the ground. Flags fly. And the ball will be thrown into the end zone, and we will see what comes out of this one. I saw a couple of markers. The first one may have just been a marker. The second one was clearly a penalty flag thrown. And we will have a discussion going on amongst the officials. And then finally, somebody will come out. Now here we have the signal. It is going to be, what?
Looks like a penalty on Sydney.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Offsetting penalty.
So they're going to say offsetting penalty. That's what I thought. That's where I came up. I didn't know what the penalty was against Unitigo. Looks like they'll just simply take the whole thing all over again. Now with the little foot movement is going to be Firebend, so he gets things set up, and now the ball will be fired down into the end zone. Incomplete. And as a result, the score will remain 19-14, and we're going to keep it right here since we're only 12 seconds before the end of the quarter. I want to tell you that the folks over in the concession stand are selling pizza made by Sprinkles and Cream, the local business in Otigo. And every Friday and Saturday, starting at 4:30 in the afternoon, you can get your pizza and wings at Sprinkles and Cream. So we give a big shout-out and a thank you to the folks there for supplying the concession stand here at Unitigo Central School. You can also reserve your pizza, 988-7763. All right, run me up a little louder. Okay, sorry about that. Firebend makes the quick turn, and now he will kick it low and long off toward the right side. It will bounce once at the 25 and head toward the out-of-bounds side. Ball finally going out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. And we're going to have an illegal procedure called against Unitigo. So what do they do? Say that ball did not bounce in foul out-of-bounds territory. Anyway, they'll move it back to the 35, and that's where the Sydney Warriors will start their movement.
Well, it looks like we're in store for another affair of high-scoring football at the Sydney Warriors, Harry.
I think you're mastering the art of understatement. 12 seconds showing on the clock, 19-14. Unitigo is our score. Patrick Vibbert. This time will be going in there to number 34, Mike Chase. Mike Chase gets a little bit of running room. He'll get up to the 40-yard line, gain of about 5 on that play. And with that, time finally runs out. So we have ourselves a 19-14 Unitego Spartan lead as we go into the break here at the end of the quarter. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on your Tri-Town Heartbeat, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Sydney Warriors defense is jogging onto the field. The Sydney Warriors offense is jogging onto the field here. Zeta Tigo's lined up on D.
So we have ourselves a 28-0 score down at the Bainbridge-Guilford Groton contest. Groton on top in that one by 4 touchdowns. The ball will be kept on the ground. And moving forward across the 45 to about the 46, and that's going to be good for a first down for the Sydney Warriors. I want to give a thank you shout out to Ricky McPherson for passing those scores on to us. 19-14 is our score here. Patrick Vibbert puts the ball into the hands of Mike Chase, draws it back out, keeps it going himself, and Vibbert will get about 6 yards as he's crossed midfield down to about the 47.
That was an excellent play fake from Vibbert on the zone read play, electing to keep it himself.
Calling it a second and about third. We'll be generous this time. All ones up on the clock. 1-1-1-1 as 11 minutes and 11 seconds remain until halftime. The contest tomorrow will be from Harpersville. It'll be the first time that we have had the opportunity to go to Harpersville this season. It is going to be Harpersville taking on Waverly as the Waverly Wolverines come into town. You and I were talking before about some of the statistics that come in with the different sizes of schools. If we look at the population, the official population, the numbers that go into the Section 4 officials, Waverly has 339 athletes. Harpersville has 194. So you can see that there's a big difference in the size of those two schools. And you talked to the Harpersville coaches last week, and if I remember, your paraphrased statement was, it'll be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, I spoke to the coach before the game. He seemed a little very respectful of the challenge.
The Wolverines of Waverly in town tomorrow. We'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It is going to be Tanner Shunk. And Shunk manages to move a whole lot to his right, but he can't make the turn to go upfield. He will have a short gain of about a yard. It will not be enough for the first down, as he is still going to be on the high side of the 45 at close to the 46-yard line. We'll give him a gain of about 1 yard on that play and no appreciable upfield gain at all. And Shunk has been winded on that play. He's going to be helped off to the near sidelines. He'll probably be sitting out the mandatory one play and then be going right back in. We have football for you from Oxford coming up next week. It'll be the Sydney Warriors taking on the Oxford Blackhawks. It'll be the first time that I have been back to Blackhawk Stadium in an announcing capacity in many, many years. And I very much look forward to going back there. Got an email this week saying, well, we welcome to have you back, but you've got to plan a little extra time because they are dedicating, they have a dedication ceremony for Tony Abbott, who was a coach that I knew for many, many years there. And it's just going to be a great fun to go back. Well, Patrick Vibbert going to keep the ball on the ground. Mike Chase, the fellow senior, is going to be the ball carrier this time. And Chase is having a very difficult time trying to break any sort of hole in the Unitego line. He will be stopped at the 45. It will bring up a fourth and still about 1 yard to go.
Yeah, we've mentioned a lot of praise about the Sydney defensive line, but Unitego themselves aren't letting many big runs up the middle occur.
So it is going to be a kicking situation. That is going to be Jordan Constable, who will get off a good kick. It will bounce just inside the 20 at about the 18, and then finally go down to about the 12 before it will be touched down from there. If you look at that Unitego line, they've got 165 at center. This is the offensive line, and many of these guys play both ways. But 165 at center isn't all that big, and Joel Van Alstyne at 150 isn't that big either. Then you get a couple of about three 200-pounders, and that certainly helps a whole lot.
Definitely, yeah, it's definitely fair to say that Sydney has the advantage in size on the battle up front.
Well, we're going to have a very brief timeout as both of these coaches want to have words with the guys on the field. The score 19-14. Unitego over Sydney here in Friday Night Football on WCDO.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And Unitego is breaking from the huddle and looking to line up as fire is in the gun.
So here we go. Josh Fireman now going to keep it on the ground again, and we will see all the action go on inside the 10-yard line. The handoff, I still can't see it. They're going to say, did it go in there? I don't know who that went to. In any event, it was an immediate stop. Once again, it was going to be Zach Nages and company who managed to make another good stop. I don't think that one went in there to Nate Wilsey. I think Wilsey got a reprieve on that one. So it is going to again go back to Fireman, and this time he will keep it himself, and he is going to be really hit hard. Here you have Josh Fireman, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore, and he got a lot of heavyweight company. He will get to the line of scrimmage, but not much more.
Fireman electing to keeping himself on the last two plays and has been met promptly by the Sydney defensive line both times.
Kean Shaw, the sophomore, down here in front of us being attended to as he's having an equipment repair. The ball goes to Kellen Komenda, and Komenda gets the first down and then wisely runs out of bounds at about the 27, 28-yard line.
That was a good individual move by Kabenda. Sidney had the line, had the play sniffed out at the snap, but Kabenda was able to make a quick move and get out of bounds and get upfield.
Kellen Kabenda, a senior, earns his keep on that one. He managed to get the first down, and then rather than be surrounded by White on the field, he ran into the bench on the near side so that he was surrounded by White off the field. Now we see all the strategies coming out as once again the coaches have decided that they want to meet with their respective teams. And with that, we will be having another very brief time out on the field. This is the weekend. Are you or are you not?
I am.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Rocky Horror Picture Show at Goodrich Auditorium on the Suco campus tomorrow night and on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant.
And then now you're trying to figure some way you could weasel out of that one,
that was
right?
A good trick you had there. I think I am.
Rocky Horror Picture Show being put on by the fine folks at Orpheus Theater. Orpheus comes up with two or three musicals. I think they have three every year. They have one in September, then they have one around Christmas time, then they have one in March or April, something like that. Almost always at the Goodrich Auditorium. And this is their fall presentation. Be there. It's going to be Josh Firebend on a quarterback keeper. He will get to the line of scrimmage, and that is about all. In fact, they will place the ball down maybe even at about a length of the football loss. We'll see. We'll call it second and still about 10. 19-14 the score. Unitego leading arch rival Sidney Warriors here at Unitego this evening. It had been back and forth until the final play of the quarter. With that, it is now, whoa, the ball is down intended. Let's see, is that Kellen? No, it is going to be on number eight.
That was Tanner Shunk delivered in the hit from Sidney.
No, that's, from Sidney.
And Winchester was the
intended
Winchester receiver.
Okay, so it was Winnie was the intended receiver.
Yeah, Winnie was hit by Shunk, and it was a good one.
All of a sudden, I see these numbers where we saw Kozak wearing number 6 last week. All of a sudden, I'm saying, wait a minute. Kellen Kabenda's number 9. We will get it right. Dropping back. Firebend. Oh, he's got a man open. The aforementioned Tanner Winchester, and Whitty is across midfield. He is across the 40-yard line. He is finally pushed out of bounds at about the 31 as Tanner Winchester, the 6-foot, 175-pound junior, once again burns the Sidney Warriors. It will be first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Unbelievable, this kid, Firebend. Quite an arm he's got. And he's a sophomore.
So sometimes you see things you like. Firebend stands in there with all the cool and the calm of the pro. He will go out on the flat to Ryan Marzell, the 6'2 junior. It's a gain of about 6 yards, and Marzell is hit immediately. So no run, just simply a reception for about 6 yards.
And Marcel was lucky to have the reception.
6:50 showing. Fireman getting lots of pressure, and the ball is going to be complete to Marcel again. So it will be good for the first down, I do believe. They will spot the ball down, have a bit of a discussion on it. It looks like it's going to be very, very close to first down territory. However, I see one of those little yellow things in the backfield for the Sidney Warriors, a discussion going on, and we will see what the call is. Now the white hat comes out, and
The officials are just going to pick it up. No penalty.
Well, just I'm waiting to see what it is. So they say no penalty whatsoever. They look at where the ball is, and they will call for an official measurement. One of the items that came across today is we constantly are prepping for games and constantly finding out various things. Ball is going to be measured, and it is first down, Unitego Spartans. And I was talking to one of the officials to check on some of the rules changes, because every year there are minor little rules changes. And one of the things that I couldn't help but notice is that any color moisturizing towel can be used this year. Kellen Komenda gonna take the handoff from Firebend, and he will be clotheslined at about the 5-yard line. So Kellen goes to the left side, gets lots of running room, gets inside the 10. So he will be down for about a 14 or 15-yard pickup. And Josh Firebend continues to guide the Unitego Spartans. So you see towels that the quarterbacks will use to dry their hands. Well, in the past, they always had to be white, and they couldn't have any insignias. Any color they can have this year, except for the color of the football or the color of the flag. Ball going to be kept on the ground, as it will be Wiltsy. This time he does find a little bit of hole. The ball will be carried down very close to first down, or down to the end zone. We'll call it about the 2. Firebend now getting the signal from the far sidelines as we see 6 minutes coming up on the clock. Unitego leading 19-14. The ball comes on back, and it will be kept on the ground, going to Wiltsy again. And Wiltsy close but no cigar. He will be maybe the length of the football or 2 from the goal line.
Unitego's had a lot of success throwing the ball in this one, but we'll see what they like to do when they're inside the 5.
So here we go. Firebend getting the play from Coach Marconi over on the Marconi, with the R in there, on the far sideline. Going to be snapped back and handed off in there to Tanner Winchester. Winchester trying to make the turn, loses his footing, and drops down at about the 5-yard line. So a loss, we'll say, of 4 on that play. Now we're inside the 5-minute mark. Fourth and goal to go from inside the 5. And with that, Josh Firebend says, let's kick. So holding will be Kellen Komenda. It's down and it is blocked. It is down and blocked. Kellen Komenda held, and they say that the ball was picked up by number 37 for the Sydney Warriors. I do not have a number 33 for the Sydney Warriors. Zach Green. So now we will see. Everybody said that was a stop play. And let's see. I have not seen the arms go up for the touchdown. Did they go up?
That
okay.
is a touchdown.
So they say that the Sydney Warriors, this time number 33, Zach Green, a sophomore, 5'10", 165 pounds, picked up that football when everybody thought that it was a dead ball. He took off for the end zone, runs it back 95 yards. For the touchdown, 20-19 is our score right now. So here we go with a point after attempt. Vibbard going to go in the air, and he goes complete down there to Jordan Constable. Constable, the 6'3 senior, grabs it down, and we have a score of 22-19. Just terrific Friday night football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Wakeman Construction of Sydney has been a proud supporter of high school sports for many years. Everyone at Wakeman Construction hopes our local teams have great seasons. They hope you enjoy your experience and continue to participate in team sports through your high school years. Wakeman Construction of Sydney specializes in commercial construction. They're an authorized Butler Building dealer. Best of luck to area sports teams from your friends and fans at Wakeman Construction of Sydney. Call 369-5601.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, that was one of those plays that you had to sit back and think about, and that was a blocked kick by Sydney, and it seemed like everyone on the field just kind of stood around like it was a dead play, as if it were a PAT or something. But since it was a field goal attempt, that was scooped by Sydney, 95 yards the other way, momentum turner, Sydney's up 22-19.
Connor Hitchcock ready to kick the ball away. He will get it down to Kellen Komenda. Komenda gathering it up at about the 25. Will get back to the 30-yard line before he is finally going to be hit and brought down. We'll see where they'll mark his progress. It looks to me at about the 31, perhaps. They're going to go out to the 32. So it will be the Unitego Spartans who trail in this ball game now by 3. Sydney leads it 22-19 in a dandy of a contest, week number 2 of the season. First game here at Unitego. Ball going to be lofted up in the air. Kellen Komenda goes up and was hit at the very last moment. Bissett and Rutenberg both went up for that ball exactly at the same time that Kellen Komenda went up. The ball went to the ground.
That ball was up there a long time. That was a jump ball situation. Three players seemed to intersect on that one.
I love that call. Jump ball situation is right. 4:11 showing on the clock as we're going toward halftime. You can tell how things have chilled down. It's almost like you're looking at a little bit of whatever on the ground. You can all see people's footprints. Ball going to be out to Marzell on the flat on the near side. Ryan did not grab that ball that time. He sort of wanted it to go into a landing spot in his arm. And instead of putting his hands on it, when he was hit from behind, it popped loose. Incomplete forward pass. 4:06. The clock stopped. Period number 2. And coming into the ball game will be number 16. That is Jared Jones. Jones, a 6'1 junior, replaces Marzell in the lineup. Dropping back, way back this time, is going to be Firebend. Firebend goes on the beautiful pass play out there to Henry Corbin. Corbin breaks into the clear, and Corbin will go into the end zone. So senior reserve running back Henry Corbin goes the length of the football field. He gets about a 68 or 69 yard run. You pick it up from wherever you saw it, the play starting.
I'm giving him a 69 yard touchdown catch. Ooh, on the screen.
Really sweet. 25-22. So it is Unitego up on top. We said we wanted to see a dandy of a ball game, and this one has been back and forth, back and forth. I thought when that play went out to Corbin that he had enough company around him that he was just going to get crunched. But he found a hole and slipped on through it. And this time it is a point after attempt that Firebend will kick, and this time it will be blocked, but this time it was a point after attempt, so it is a dead ball. So we have 25-22 is the score on the field, and now the Sydney Warriors have relinquished the lead, as it is now going to be Unitego up on top, and we're going to keep it right here. The Unitego Spartans go to their sidelines very quickly, just simply to sort of crunch helmets And then they're going to come right back out on the field. And the Sydney Warriors drop back in their receiving position. Bissett going to be back deep on the left side, and it's going to be Dylan Gifford back deep on the right side. Bissett and Gifford, both juniors, and they will be doing the deep receiving.
Back on that play by Corbin, it was a heck of a play for him to escape out of there. It seemed like the play was pretty much over. Everyone seemed to have him surrounded, but he snuck out, and next thing you know, he's 69 yards down the field.
3:45 as Firebend gets ready to kick that ball away. So it's teed up, and this time a little short squibber kick that is going to be touched in there by number 45, Ryan Sherwood. It gets away from Sherwood and is immediately fallen on by a couple of his teammates. Sherwood that time had touched the ball, and after that it was sort of anybody's grab. 3:44 showing on the clock. So Vibbert now is coming in with a play. He will send his teammate Mike Chase to the sideline. It is going to be Jordan Constable split out to the near side. Rutenberg way over on the far sideline. Play going at the 35. Vibbert drops back. First and 10. And the ball is going to be picked off in there. Picked off by number 11. That is Ryan Marzell. So it goes to Sydney and immediately comes back to the green team. That is the Unitego Spartans. 3:38 showing on the clock. Anthony is riding like crazy, just trying to keep record, not of the scores, just of the different possessions. Holy crow. Oop, wait a minute. Oh, I remember. I turned your mic off. I apologize.
Don't worry about it.
Dropping back is going to be Josh Fryerband, and the ball is intended downfield for Tanner Winchester. Winchester bounces off the turf, and a flag will be thrown.
Looks like it's going to be pass interference on the defense, judging by the location of the flag. We'll see what the call is.
So now it is going to be called at midfield, and they will say it's going to be against the Sydney Warriors, and they're going to march it off 10 yards. That will bring, now they're going to march it off 15 total.
Yep.
Whatever.
That's the new rule there, Harry, on pass interference.
Absolutely, but the official, why he stopped at 10, I have not figured out.
Oh, okay.
Regardless, so he came up to the yard mark at the 45 and then continued out another six past that. The ball going to be grabbed by Kellen Komenda. On the handoff from Firebend, Komenda goes to the far sideline, but can't find an opening to come up the field.
Yeah, I think it's important we make mention of that new rule this season. For the pass interference calls, instead of an automatic first down in the spot of the foul like it was in the past, this year it's just a 15-yard penalty and no automatic first down.
Yeah, and we had a discussion when I was talking with the Troy McKee, who is the rules interpreter. That was the point that we talked about most, was that one change. Long pass downfield complete to Brandon Bissett. Bissett gets it inside the 15. He bounces once. He will have it at the 12.
That's an interception for Sydney. Another turnover, bringing the ball right back to Sydney. Keep my ball, your ball, the way this game's been going.
Bissett right in the right place at the right time, and he went flying out to grab that one, and he very alertly had it securely in his possession so that even when he hit the turf, it did not bounce free. So we go back to Vibbert and company. Vibbert going to pull the ball back in. He will get the first down, and then he is going to be grabbed down by both Ryan Mazzell and Shane Bucci. And Bucci manages to put the finishing touches on him. Gain will call it of about 12 on the run back by Vibbert. 3:07 on the clock, second period of play, 25-22. It is currently the lead for the Unitego Spartans, and with that blowing through the line, it is going to be Lucas DeJoy. The ball came back to Patrick Vibbert, and DeJoy, I swear, was about a nanosecond behind the football because he gave a stick to Mr. Vibbert that he probably is still feeling.
Yeah, DeJoy was not fooled by that play fake and able to get himself the sack on Vibbert.
Boy, I'll tell you, but he found it. I can't believe how fast it was. Pass intended for Jordan Constable, but the 6'3 senior can't get up in the air to get it. Incomplete forward pass, 2:22 on the clock, second period of play. Tomorrow's game from Harpersville, it will be the Waverly Wolverines coming in to take on the Harpersville Hornets. Dropping back, oh, little floater, beautiful flat pass from Patrick Vibbert to Brandon Bissett. And Bissett is going to be hit hard immediately. And we will have call time out on the field. So it's going to be Unitego Spartan timeout. Unitego leading in this ball game, 25-22. Friday Night Football on WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2 minutes, 13 seconds as we count down to halftime.
And Sydney's out there still in the huddle getting their last sips of water with about, as you said, 2 minutes till half.
You will notice that there are some coaches in certain situations where they will use every second of that timeout that they can. Going to be a kicking situation as it's fourth and about 14. Dropping back is Constable. He's going to kick it, but it's an elevator shaft shot that goes way up in the air. It goes only about the 14 yards that they would have needed for the first down as it gets to the 35, and it will be down there, and the Unitego Spartans will take over the ball with 2 minutes and 2 seconds remaining.
That ball had a decent hang time but wasn't able to get too much of a distance, and Unitego is now 35 yards away from the end zone.
So here we go. The Spartans leading it by three, 25-22. The ball goes back to Firebrand, and it's a new receiver this time. It is going to be number two, Kyle Spaulding. Spaulding had a reception earlier in the ball game. If you remember, it was one of those where they tried the four different receivers. We haven't seen anything from Spaulding in the last, well, probably the whole quarter. And now the sophomore comes out of nowhere, and bingo, another completed forward pass. Not quite enough for the first down. Second and about 2 feet. Another pass by Firebend, but this one is going to be down into the end zone incomplete. Over on the far sidelines, we see Nate Wilsey getting ready to come back into the ball game. And going out of the contest will be Corbin Henry.
What?
So we will go again. And going to be on the ground. Mr. Wilsey takes the handoff and is immediately hit by Austin Dean and others. We can't give all of the credit to Dean. Mike Chase also in there helping out. It will bring up a fourth, and we will call it about nine.
You know, Tico keeping the ball on the ground as that clock continues to wind down. Just under a minute here.
Friarbend over on the far sidelines, talking things over still with Coach Mark Crony. Now he comes back in, and okay, I said fourth and about nine. Fourth and about one. Let's get it right. Little short floater pass going to go out to Tanner Winchester, and Winnie has the first down. So Winchester getting the first down, down inside the 20 at about the 19 and a half, 40 seconds, showing the clock is running. So Unitigo would like to get another score now. Pass play. Oh, look at that. Beautiful play. It is going to be right on the mark, as it is going to be Firebrand going to Jared Jones. And the junior was all by himself down in the left corner. 26 seconds showing on the clock. And Josh Firebrand goes into the air beautifully. I'll tell you, he has become more impressive on his arm. When last year, I loved watching him kick. Now he's had two of them blocked. He will not have this one blocked. Boy, it's a bullet that cuts the uprights. And our score goes 32-22. The Unitigo Spartans lead it, as we have only 26 seconds going until halftime. So now, both of these teams came off of experiences last week that, well, I guess you could have, I was going to say, call it frustrating at best. That's not exactly it, because we saw a dandy of a game between Sydney and Shenango Valley. The Sydney Warriors won that one in a real exciting ball game, 42-40. But the game on Saturday afternoon between Unitigo and Shenango Forks, down at the Forks, ended up being 42, but it was 42-13, and the Unitigo Spartans came out on the shy end of that. Well, if you looked at comparative scores, you might have thought that this game would be a little bit different. Here, as we are getting ready to go into halftime, Unitigo leads it by 10, much to the delight of the hometown fans, I must say. Josh Firebrand teeing up the football at the 40, and he's going to kick a low end-over-end one that will go back and be scooped up by Dylan Gifford, and Gifford will run it back only to about the 30-yard line. About time for one play before we go into the locker rooms at halftime here at Unitigo.
And what an interesting couple of minutes for Unitigo to jump on this 10-point lead.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, both of these coaches are going to be talking to their people at halftime, both of them with totally different messages. Unitigo came in probably as a slight underdog. They lead it by 10, as we have 17 seconds showing on the clock. And we are going to be having, I guess the officials say the clock was not, the clock that we saw on the scoreboard was not the official clock. So the officials have just simply called it, and they're going to allow the clock to run down those last 10 seconds as the Unitigo Spartans have taken off across the field. They've gone through the gate, and they are heading out to the locker room. And the Sydney Warriors, not as fired up in their walk as they walk toward the gate, and then the trip into the locker room. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night. It is the Unitico Spartans 32, the Sydney Warriors 22 in our featured football game on WCDO.